A federal bankruptcy judge has approved a plan by WorldCom to settle the biggest financial fraud case in U.S. history. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that the company hopes to emerge from bankruptcy this fall.
WorldCom has agreed to pay $750 million in cash and stock to settle fraud charges brought by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The telecom company has admitted artificially inflating earnings over the years by some $11 billion. The settlement, reached in May, now has the blessing of the bankruptcy judge overseeing WorldCom's case. General Counsel Stacia Kelly calls yesterday's approval of the deal a milestone for the company.
It is key to our emerging from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and it is an additional validation of all the positive steps we've taken over the past year to both put our corporate house in order and establish ourselves as a leader going forward in good corporate governance.
The money from the settlement, $500 million in cash and $250 million in stock, will not go to the federal government, but rather to WorldCom's creditors and investors. That kind of restitution is provided for under the Sarbanes-Oxley Reform Act, which gained political momentum last year from the WorldCom scandal. The bankruptcy judge had to certify that the deal is fair to creditors. Kelly notes that a federal district judge had already okayed the agreement last month.
So we have had both the federal court and the bankruptcy court and the SEC, all the regulatory agencies that need to take a look at this settlement, weigh in and approve.
The settlement doesn't end the legal problems for WorldCom, though. The federal government is now investigating claims that the company illegally routed telephone calls to avoid connection fees. And the company, which is changing its name to MCI, is temporarily barred from competing for government contracts. In addition, several former executives have pleaded guilty to criminal fraud charges. Criminal charges are pending against WorldCom's former chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan. Scott Horsley, NPR News.